This is WCRS 98.3, 102.1. This is Bob Fitrakis in the studio bringing you the other side of the news. And I have Annie Ominous with me. And she is a self-professed news junkie with opinion on just about everything. Listen to this tune and you'll see what her opinion is on the NSA.
Your metadata fills us in on who you are and where you've been, on all your secrets, all your sin. Just trust us. Your credit card, your bank and phone, internet search, email and drones. What you thought was not is known. Just trust us. We all hoped you wouldn't care. Pardon, but we like to stare far into your underwear. Just trust us. We've thrown your rights under the bus. With the trillions that you spend on us, it's fascism without the fuss. Just trust us. Judges, politicians too, we're hacking them, we're tracking you. We know everything you do. Just trust us. We can cherry pick crime for twice the bust in half the time, all for the corporate bottom line. Just trust us. Oppression has been privatized by moles and trolls and spooks and spies. It's much worse than you realize. Just trust us. We'll hack and track, snoop and spy for evidence we classify. The rule of law does not apply. Just trust us. Our tentacles you can't avoid. We love to make you paranoid. We know about your hemorrhoid. Just trust us. Lies. We just keep telling big fat lies, spinning spirals in your eyes. Just trust us. Perfidious, unscrupulous, salacious and slanderous, scurrilous and scandalous. Just trust us. Yes, we know exactly where that extra dark and kinky hair grows out of your derriere. Just trust us. Just trust us. Just trust us.
Annie Ominous, just trust us. I take it you don't trust the NSA.
Well, they haven't given me any reason to, and I'm telling you, it's just like my mother used to say. Trust has got to be earned.
But aren't they just protecting you?
Well, that's what they're telling me, but I don't feel safe. In fact, I don't feel safe anymore. In fact, I feel like I'm losing my right to free association.
Why is that?
Well, it's in the Constitution. It's kind of there. You know, it's the rule of law. That's literally the rule of law. And, Bob, you're an attorney, and you know that that's... You'll tell anybody that this is the rule of law, the Constitution itself. So, you know, right now, I think the Fourth Amendment is being quite violated.
Probable cause. They're not articulating the reasons that they're spying on you. So, When you wrote this song, what were you listening to or reading?
Oh, I was following the Snowden story. And he's not the only whistleblower. I follow all whistleblower stories. And Snowden is a really interesting case because if anybody has ever heard of William Binney or Thomas Drake, look up their names on the internet and you'll read an amazing story of how these two guys, they both worked for the NSA for years and years. I mean, they were lifers, you know. And Thomas Drake and William Binney, separately and on their own, became whistleblowers. And their story is unique because they went through all the proper channels. Mm-hmm. They went through the proper channels as far as the constitutionality of what they were doing and filing complaints and such. And they were both vilified and skewered by their higher-ups. And William Binney actually went to jail. Thomas Drake did not go to jail because he was very careful about what he said. And so he never said anything wrong, and they couldn't get him, you know. Mm-hmm. But their lives were turned upside down. I mean, and you know, and so Snowden, in recognizing what had happened to Binney and Drake going through proper channels and then getting reamed for it, he decided he was going to do what he had to do, and not go through the proper channels, but, you know, find a way to release the information and still have a life. And he did it for the rest of us, you know, and that's the way I see it. And so writing a song about that, about this whole thing, is my way of helping the message along, that this is so totally wrong. I mean, it's just wrong. WRONG. And if it's wrong, don't do it. That's what my mother always said.
Well, what about those Senator Feinstein, among others, that called him or suggested he was a traitor?
Well, I think she would say anything to appease her financial backers, you know. And I think that all of these senators and congressmen need to have a real rational conversation about what is the actual responsible thing to do here to balance national security with not violating people's privacy and civil rights. And the thing is, everybody's being violated. There are no exceptions. And what makes this whole thing so dangerous is that if one person has the ability to spy on a judge or a politician who's about to make a decision on how to vote on some legislation, it changes the whole picture because it opens up the door for blackmail, bribery. I think it's absolutely a real problem in D.C.
Well, there was the small blurb article in the New York Times and other publications about the former high-ranking official in the East German Stasi. And first of all, he essentially complimented the United States on their surveillance system, saying in his day they could only wiretap 40 phones at a time, and now you can do everyone simultaneously. But one of the other things he said, once he paid his respects and oohed and aahed about the American largest surveillance system in the history of mankind, he said, anyone who thinks this isn't going to be used, this information, for political purposes is just ignoring reality.
It's naive.
So do you think they would actually use this information to blackmail politicians and judges? And
well, Thomas Drake himself said and underscored this in an interview he did with Amy Goodman on Democracy Now. He said that he knew that a judge Roberts, Justice Roberts on the Supreme Court, was being listened to. And this really got to him, you know, because when you think about that, the power really can fall into just a few hands, and it's very dangerous.
Let's see, Justice Roberts, wasn't he the 5-4 vote in Citizens
United?
They was he not also a swing vote in Bush? Was it Bush v. Gore?
And if anybody out there listening could see my finger to my cheek while I go,
So when you have these strange votes, 5-4, and you know, if they're listening to Roberts, they're listening to the other 8.
Yeah.
You always wonder is, you know, are they using information? Because some, you know, it's, to quote the mob here, the mob and the CIA both always operate on the premise that everybody has a vice. You know, whether it's gambling or drugs or sex.
How many honey traps have been set, you know? I want to know that. You know, I want to know how
And what do you mean by a honey trap?
Oh, in my opinion, Julian Assange was the victim of a honey trap. And Elliot Spitzer was the victim of a honey trap. And, you know, I could go on and on and on, but, you know,
well, the CIA did the famous honey trap with the Covenant House in down in Central America with underage boy runaways, helped by a Catholic organization.
It's all about...
Later turned out to be blackmailing Central American diplomats.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that. And so this happens. And here's another thing that my mother said, just to bring it up. Yeah, like you said, in Stasi Germany, they could only listen to about 40 at a time. Now they can listen to everyone. And my mother said, just because you can do a thing doesn't mean you should do a thing. You know, so there you go. Listen to your mom.
Well, we wrote an article at the Free Press, Jerry Bellow and I, pointing out that all of this started with a anonymous, and tying into your name, anonymous memo from a legal counsel to Dick Cheney, and no one's ever really read the memo. It supposedly was destroyed in a office fire, but they went around saying, we have legal authority. The head of the NSA, and you then told this to people in Congress, including Nancy Pelosi, and then suddenly everyone's compromised. What can you do after the fact to say, hi, I agreed with an illegal program? So it's almost like they've compromised everyone to create, you know, this Big Brother Orwellian surveillance state.
And I am stunned by the mainstream media's ignorance of what is legal and illegal. Well, it doesn't follow the Constitution, but it is legal. And what what they just said was a contradiction in terms, and they're too dumb to know that.
Well, the supreme law of the land is the Constitution, treaties made thereunder, and statutes. So if you're violating the Constitution, it is illegal. It's unconstitutional. But again, theories of the Constitution have evolved. John Yoo, for example, the notion of the unitary executive. Yeah, that whatever the president does isn't illegal or unconstitutional until the Supreme Court, who may be being blackmailed, says that it's unconstitutional. So, yeah, it's very odd. But you're right, John Yoo also went on to write many of the original torture memos, including the famous one that simply redefined torture, that it wasn't torture unless a major body organ failed. Historically, you know, the protocols on torture have always been that if you're intentionally inflicting psychological or physical harm onto somebody other than the basic harm that comes from being imprisoned, any intentional harm in fact, is torture. So I would think waterboarding brought to us by the Spanish Inquisition would constitute torture.
I'd say so.
This is WCRS 98.3, 102.1. You're listening to The Other Side of the News. Annie Ominous in the studio. Got any other songs you'd like to share with our listeners that might have your opinion in it?
Oh, I think that I do. I have a lot of them, actually. But one of the things that really got to me was the Citizens United decision. There you go. You know, Justice Roberts, the swing vote for the Citizens United decision, and what we have is runaway spending by people like the Koch brothers, whom are absolute they're like the 0.0001% of all the people on the planet, you know, and they're pulling the strings here, or they think they are, and with the corporations being considered as individuals. We've got a whole new hornet's nest now to deal with as our elections become purchased by billions and billions of dollars of fiat money.
Well, as they say, life begins at incorporation.
Right. And corporations...
And ends for most...
Are people,
at
too.
Birth.
Corporations are people too.
Oh,
absolutely. And just to prove my point, I have written a song for all those cute little baby corporations and the big ones too.
Corporations are people too, just like me and you. Corporations have families too, just like me and you. Backers, hackers, privatized contractors, maybe you could be a corporation too. 'Cause corporations have families too, just like me and you. Blackwater snipers have children too, and they've got their eye on you. When they say, hey, do what they say, it doesn't pay to make their day. Life is easier that way, 'cause Blackwater snipers have children too, just like me and you. Yes, corporations have feelings too, that's why they spy on you. Skipping down that long green mile, all the while you'll don a smile. You'll exit execution style, because corporations have feelings too, just like me and you. Corporations need welfare too, and they all count on you. Golden stacks for Goldman Sachs, paid for with your income tax. Did you think you'd get it back? Because corporations need welfare too, just like me and you. Corporations have houses too, one belonged to you. Remember? And gangsters, banksters, presidential pranksters, a new day has dawned! Everybody, sing along! Corporations are people too, just like me and you.
All right. Life begins upon incorporation and ends for most Americans at birth or when they're evicted from their home.
And they wind up living in alleyways or committing petty crimes and going to prison and serving the prison industrial complexes. They suck taxpayer money for that, too.
And the ominous in the studio. So you're against the right of unnatural persons. Say it.
I am against the right of unnatural persons in the Supreme Court. In my opinion.
So if I'm a soulless entity with no flesh and I'm incorporated as an unnatural person, you're against my rights to have the same rights as you. Just because I'm soulless and a legal fiction, right?
Absolutely.
Annie Ominous coming out against the rights of legal fictions. That's what they teach you in law firm. What is a corporation? A legal fiction. Why can't a legal fiction have rights, Annie?
Well, a legal fiction can't have rights because they don't have a heart. They don't have feelings. They don't eat. Well, they do consume. They mine everything that's of value in our culture. They've mined our jobs. They've mined our houses out from under us. They've mined our education out from under us. They've mined our infrastructure out from under us. And this is the kind of individuals they are.
Now I understand why all the zombie movies. Flesh-eating zombies! Legal fictions! Okay, well, I've always wondered why so many zombies and vampire movies. But anyway, we're at that moment in history where, again, the famous line on corporations is, they have no body to incarcerate and no soul to save.
That's it. They don't have a soul to save. And, you know, they don't have souls. They are a profit driven, profit motivated entity. They are not individuals.
In fact, they're required to do legally. Their boards that represent these legal fictions are required to maximize the profit regardless of the impact on real flesh and blood human beings.
Yes.
Do you have a problem with that, Annie?
Well, we are being mined. Our labor's being mined, and we're just being used as basically slave labor. And, you know, life really shouldn't be about that. You know, I have not seen one of those corporations down on Bermuda Beach. I have seen the corporations, though, in the buildings near the Bahamas, you know. They've got Bermuda addresses.
They got plaques on the wall. You got to admit, they got a plaque on the wall in many cases.
They have
many
a
in
lot
the
of,
same building.
Yeah, and they have nice offices overseas where they stash all their profit and don't pay taxes on it. And, you know, so they're very wealthy, these individuals, and they got a lot of power. And they're buying our elections, and that's what Citizens United is all about.
Have you written any songs on elections?
I have, but they're all sad. They are all sad songs.
That's because you're a natural person with no respect for the rights of unnatural, soulless people. You're always stand with real voters, aren't you?
Well, I am horrified at the electronic voting that they're trying to get accepted in California right now. And it's a disturbing trend. And when we all know better, there's backdoors written into everything that's Microsoft.
So are you saying computers can be hacked?
Absolutely.
What next? Hey. Computers can be programmed?
My new motto is hack back, baby. Hack back. That brings another thing. Another song that I want to write is going to be about internet freedom.
Internet freedom.
We have to protect it. We have to protect it.
What about the freedom not to be free?
Yeah. Don't you like living in America? America. It's a nice place to grow your kids up.
Well, do you got another song you want to sing before the end of the show? Something about America or voting or...
Yeah, well, they're not funny songs, but they are songs that
they might be ironic.
They might be.
So we're here in the studio with Annie Ominous playing a few tunes, and she's giving her opinion.
Daddy with her lonely stare, standing at the door, lonely rags to wear, and her president don't care. Say a prayer for America. Daddy got his orders and it wasn't long. The morning when he shipped out, must find a way to carry on and help her all you can, and say a prayer for your soldier man. Some say we fight for freedom in a foreign land. Some say we fight for oil and it's all a scam. Write and send me pictures, baby, when you can, and show me that you care, and say a prayer for America. Say a prayer for America. Daddy made it home, but his wounds still hurt. The factory went to China and he can't find work. His unemployment dried up, now he's gone berserk. And the company don't care. Say a prayer. A broken man like our Uncle Jimmy after Vietnam. Can't get help in Congress, don't give a damn for the burden that he bears. Say a prayer.
And again, we're here on Veterans Day, and that ties, tomorrow's the official holiday. We're in the studio on Sunday. You've got an opinion on everything. How well have we been treating the veterans in this country?
We've been treating them terribly. We've been treating them terribly. They put their whole lives on the line. They put their futures on the line. They put their families on the line. And they're not getting anything. And they're not getting anything.
Annie Anonymous here with us on the day before Veterans Day. Thanks for sharing your thoughts.
Thank you for having me, Bob.
This is The Other Side of the News.